I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And we just got back from Naughty in Nolens. What a naughty time and hot fun we had there.
Oh, yes.
This year, we had the added pleasure of meeting so many other podcasters. Bob and Tess were very gracious and hosted a room for us on Saturday morning, early, at 10 o'clock in the morning. And we're very thankful for them providing us that space so that the podcasters could get together and discuss our shows and the lifestyle. So, while many of them, including ourselves, are busy editing our show, we thought we would share this roundtable with you of our discussion at Naughty in Nolens. In all, there are 8 podcasts, and you'll find links to each of their show in the show notes of this podcast, and of course on our website at swingercast.com.
So this was the largest gathering of swinger podcast ever.
Epic.
Since we've been doing it for 9 or 10 years, haven't we?
We've been to podcast conventions. There's been like lots of other podcasters and talking. But this was awesome because it was just lifestyle podcasts. And what a great group of people they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started out the discussion by introducing ourselves and the name of our show. And then we handed the microphone to Angie from Average Swingers.
What am I doing with this? It's really big.
Don't swallow his microphone. Don't swallow John's microphone.
Okay. I just want to lick it. Okay. I'm Angie and Jay. We're Average Swingers.
We are Mr. and Mrs. Tango, and we are 2 or more to tango.
We are Mr. and Mrs. Jones, and we got a thing.
We are Penn and Paige, and we are Swinger Diaries.
I'm John. I'm just here for the free bagels. I told it was food, but... I don't know.
There's not even water.
Right.
Yeah. We're Mr. and Miss Swap Foo.
We're Chris and Cindy.
Hi, Chris and Cindy.
So Chris and Cindy, did you what brought you guys here today? What brought you to the Q&A? Did you take a wrong turn? Did you take a wrong turn? You thought this was the dungeon or playroom or something? Yeah, did you have any questions for podcasters? Or? Yes. How about you, Liz?
I'm just really interested in vlogging and podcasting. Okay. This is a great opportunity to...
Awesome. Do you guys have any specific questions about any of our podcasts or just podcasting in general or vlogging in general? Feel free to fire away. We'll pretty much answer whatever. I think
it was totally off my radar that there were swinging podcasts actually. So I'm going to go home and I'm really excited to look them all up. But I haven't listened to any of the podcasts.
Don't be that excited.
Yeah. And you guys listen to a few podcasts?
So let's put it this way: we listen to more podcasts. We've had a 10-hour drive here. Mm-hmm. We listen to more podcasts than we did music. Songs. I mean, mm-hmm. more podcast episodes than we had even songs playing.
Okay.
How did you discover podcasts?
So that's actually a funny story. So we were on a really long drive up to Minneapolis, Minnesota from Arkansas. So, you know, it's 10, 11 hours. And we ran out of things to listen to. So he starts just searching on Stitcher sex. So, yeah, here we go.
People.
So we ended up finding a bunch of swinger podcasts and thought, hey, cool. So started listening to them. I don't remember which one we listened to first. I know we listened to several of you guys. So, but.
I think most of us were podcast listeners before we started podcasting, weren't we? I mean,
not John and Allie. Because all of us listened to John and Allie.
We just bowed down to John and Allie.
But he was like...
He just turned his head and listened to Allie for a while. The rest of us did it too. But I think that's how a lot of us got started.
Absolutely.
It was how we learned about, in some cases, how we learned about swinging was listening to podcasts. And that's why blogs and podcasts have become a lot more popular now, is because there are a lot of new swingers. There are a lot of people who are figuring out how it works and what it's all about, and it's a good medium now because it's free. You can listen whenever you want to. You can get all kinds of different takes because, you know, we've got there are a good 10, maybe a dozen different kind of shows out there, and everybody's got a different take, and you can learn a lot. In fact, when we started ours, it was the real reason why we did it was when we first got into swinging, you know, swingers are awesome people. Everybody takes great care. Sure. Everyone, they share, they're helpful, they're interesting. And that, we felt like we had to pay it forward like people did for us. They taught us about it, and we learned about it, and nobody pressured you, and nobody pushed you into anything. And so when we learned about it, we felt like we should be able to tell somebody else about it too. So we kind of, our show really is just about a little bit of, you know, the basic questions that beginning swingers ask. And so once they get a little flavor for that, then there's everybody represented in this room does exciting stuff. I mean, that's wild things.
So since there's so many of us, I'd like to ask John and Allie a question.
There we go.
So obviously 9-10 years ago, I mean, how did you even wander into this? Was it deliberate? Was it kind of accidental? And, you know, how did you even have the idea, and whose idea was it?
Oh, pass the mic.
So 2005, my business, what I do, is a lot of production, and I heard of podcasting. There was a convention in Ontario, California in 2005, and the first, it was like the Woodstock of podcasting, okay? And so I went there and with the full, just the intention of going there to see if perhaps I could offer podcasting to some of my clients, if it would be a service that I could offer. And when I got there, I learned that, there's no money in it. Right? So that hasn't changed. But what I heard from a lot of people was that the successful podcasts that had just started in that early part of it were podcasts that were pick a subject matter and be passionate about it. Be very passionate about your subject matter. And on top of that, if it's a subject matter where it can be a man and a woman or especially a couple talking about the subject matter, those podcasts are very successful. So I'm thinking, couple, passion, you know, we were already swinging. And so I went home and I told her about it. And we bought a tiny little Olympus recorder that we had. It was just a little pocket recorder before the iPhone, right? And I said, you know what, we'll record it. It'll just be for fun. I'm not going to edit anything because I'm not going to put any time into this because there's no money, right? And then we put it out, and within a couple of weeks, we had emails from Thailand and Iraq and all over the world. And then all of a sudden, in the health category, there was no sex category in iTunes back then, but in the health category, we were like number 10. And so we just like jumped up there really fast and was like, okay, I'm going to put some more time into this. It's fun. And then we just met people in the lifestyle, but we had to be very, very careful in the beginning, didn't we, baby?
Yes.
Because we didn't mention
names.
Club names.
Right.
Because we didn't, you know.
We weren't sure how the swingers were going to react to us because this was something brand new. We didn't want to make them feel uncomfortable and not let us come to the club anymore. So.
Right.
You still want to be clean.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly. So, and we were very careful about not mentioning any names, and
people would recognize us.
Everything we did, we were very, very careful about it because we weren't sure how the reaction was going to be. And I was also afraid that it was going to be, I don't know, a lot of religious people were going to send us negative stuff. And I was like, I don't even want to do this if that's the case. And I don't want to have to deal with that negative energy. But that was not the case at all. We all only got supportive emails in the beginning and since then.
That's it. Yeah.
We all appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, and we've over the years, we've seen of other swinger podcasts, and I love it because I want something to listen to too, but because I, you know, we love it, and I'm so glad that all of you guys are doing it and keep doing it. It's fun, something you can do as a couple. Hey, we have more participants. Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, what brings you guys here? If you don't mind us putting you on the spot.
I want to hear about what's going on with podcasting.
Okay.
Yeah, curiosity.
Awesome. Awesome.
One of the things that I've been thinking about is that we have a lot of these podcasts out now, and there's more coming all the time. And, you know, I wonder if there isn't anything that we can do, you know, more to serve the community a little bit better. You know, I know that it's like, you know, we always ask for input as to what we can do in terms of, like, topics or trying to include items that might help people out, right? But we don't get that much feedback in that regard. So we really want the opportunity for our podcast to evolve and become better and be a better service to the community. But you know, is it just that people are silent? They don't know what to offer as advice. Are there any non-swinger podcasts out there that any of you have been listening to who you think are breaking new ground in terms of content or the way or you know whatever it is that they offer?
And I think one thing that we're all guilty of, and most of us, not all, but most of us are guilty of, is we're not consistent with like the day and the time that the show comes out. And we're the biggest. That's really the most successful podcast. You look at Dan Savage, comes out every like clockwork, very punctual, because people expect that show on that day. You know, but it's just not our style. But I think
we got a producer and that helped. So we reached out to our listeners, and one of our listeners volunteered to help us. So we were actually getting a podcast out once a month, pretty much. And it's that's helped us a lot. Maybe more people could help us produce. But I think that being consistent and actually delivering product when people are expecting it is something that we could all work be better at, or at least when people are expecting it, if not more.
What is it that you're looking for in a podcast? I mean, you know, when you pick one of these podcasts to listen to, you know, what is it you like? What is it you want more of? What is it that you say, yeah, I could live without that?
I don't know if there's anything specifically that we're looking for. We do a lot of long car rides, so we like to listen to content. To your point, though, if you were putting one out just for the sake of putting one out in a constant time frame, I don't know if the content would be as good if you're forced to do it.
Right.
So, you know, we don't mind if we look on there and it doesn't say that you're not updated. If we end up where we don't have anything updated, we search and we find another one, and then that's in the cycle. We just keep on going around that cycle.
I think it's more having good content, having original content, and mixing it up. I think that's what I like to do, is mixing up different styles from interviews, from in the scene. And
are you interested in the topics that we discuss that relate to the lifestyle, or are you just looking for entertainment, like the sexy stories? Because I think, you know, most of us try to do a combination of the two.
So do you want to learn or do you want to get out?
there we go.
Yes, please.
Both.
Okay. At the same time?
Well, yeah, sure. So we enjoy listening to your experiences, but it also gives us a chance to learn do's and don'ts. You know, so there's a lot of takeaway from what you guys are saying, so that really helps us out. We are somewhat newer to the lifestyle, so that really... Him?
Together 6 months.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I was in it in a previous marriage for over 6 years, but, you know, I'm still breaking him in.
But we also listened to podcasts for like 3 months before we even decided to even make a profile. So we went into it well educated, thanks to all
thanks
of you.
You guys.
I was actually going to respond to sort of what listeners are looking for. And the only one that I've listened to, because I'm new to the world of podcasting, I'm from the blogger world, was a friend of mine sent me an episode of Savage Lovecast. And what was so neat to me was the cultural difference, that, wow, there's a whole bunch of people who view sex the same way I do. And we sort of came to this feeling things along for ourselves, and we didn't really, and this is the first, it was the first poly person that I'd connected to, and he sent me an episode of this podcast. And so there was this whole different way to view sex, and that was really neat. We weren't making it up as we went along anymore. One of the things that was neat about it that I noticed that Dan Savage does with a number of his podcasts is they're kind of designed as a point of entry. So this one had a number of things where someone who wasn't quite in that frame of mind but was asking questions about it, it was the ideal podcast to send your friend who'd asked you a question about such and such, which is kind of a neat thing. So that gave me access to it, because he couldn't have just said, you should listen to Dan Savage. He said, this podcast talks about something we were discussing. So that was kind of an interesting thing. But for me, it's the cultural piece of other people who view the world the same way I do.
It's hard to answer.
We're poly more than swinger, and so it took several years to be all the way into the lifestyle. So 7 years, something like that, is since we stopped being cookie cutter regular.
So to that topic then, for all of you, get email, right? We all get email.
What? We do?
Email. Right. I know. We keep saying...
We're waiting for the hate mail.
Yeah, it's amazing. Everybody gets
mail. I mean, yeah. I'm sure you guys are all the same. Don't you? We're waiting for that one that's like, you are a sinner. Like, how dare you do this? We're waiting for it, but we've never gotten it.
We haven't in the 9 years.
Okay, thank you.
Don't get
and then I won't wait for it anymore.
I keep saying,
every time we get one, he's like, we got an email. And I'm like,
it's not a real podcast until somebody hates on it.
That's right.
I don't know.
Everybody
hates Tim.
Well, three, and only one of them was real venomous.
Really?
That son of a bitch hated me. And he made it very clear he hated me.
But Jay, I've come to like you since then.
I appreciate that.
So when you get, I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you get responses from everyone, when you each get responses, what is the topics of your podcast that get the best responses? Get the most downloads and the most feedback? What topics?
I really don't have a fucking clue. We are the most untechnical of the group.
We're hardly able
to check to see who downloads where from. Or actually, Jim from the Hidden Swing showed me how to do all that shit. And he wasn't even a podcaster at that point. He was like, you never looked at this? You can... Like, oh, wow. Oh, look at that. People in other countries. Angie goes, I don't want to know that.
I don't want to know that.
The podcast that we did, I think that got the most feedback, the most reaction from the community, the most emails and comments, was the one that we did on clicks, because I think it's something that everyone that has gotten into the community has to figure out how to navigate, and it's a difficult situation to navigate, and I think that that one was something that listeners really
responded to.
I have a curiosity question for those of you who do these podcasts. My wife blogs, as she mentioned, and you get a lot of comments that come back to you that are very personal, and I would say need somebody to follow up with at a counseling level. Does that happen on podcasts, and how do you deal with
it? Hasn't happened to us. I don't think we've had anybody who sounds pathological in their email to this point. I mean, just to be honest with you.
Not pathological, just needing someone to talk to.
Oh, like they're struggling, right?
Yeah. I get those emails from time to time, generally from guys that will ask questions, but they're general questions.
How do they handle having sex with their wife and somebody else, or watching their wife have sex? Because I think it's harder for the guys.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it's harder for the guys than it is for the girls. You know, I can watch him have sex all day. It took him actually doing it and seeing me with somebody before he was, okay, I'm okay with that. So I think it may be something along that line.
We actually had, I mean, we don't get this question a lot anymore. Maybe it's because of all of you guys talking about it, but like what was the number one question we got, baby, when we first started this show? We even had like a pat answer that we had, like we would copy and paste it for the email. Do you remember that? How do I convince my partner, and aren't you worried about diseases?
And then we put, even in our intro, we included that, you know, this is not to convince your partner, or you put like that in our...
Most of our responses are questions or emails we get the ladies.
We get from women.
Mostly women respond to us. I don't know why we seem to get more women than men. A lot of single women, unicorns, write to us wanting to get advice of how they get into it.
And now you're just bragging.
No.
It's just that we know that podcast world is full of, I mean, it's mostly listened to by men. I mean, the demographics are primarily men. And so it's odd that the majority of our emails come from women. We don't really know why.
We get the unicorns that are asking, I'm going to go meet a couple for the first time. I'm very scared. Yeah. What do I do? How do I get through it? And I'm like, well,
So we give her our bad advice, and then we say, well, please email us after and let us know if you survived.
Tell us the story.
You're still alive. Yeah. Give us your story, because we want to help you through with this. It's kind of fun.
Pictures? Okay.
Can I answer your question? Most guys are not going to listen to anything that says diaries on.
Maybe that's it.
That's probably why you get more, because girls generally listen to something a little bit more private, intimate. So when you put diaries, maybe that's it. I'm excited that you know you guys get a lot of women, because most of our listeners are male.
Yeah. Our new name is Two or More to Tango Diaries.
So a lot of
third name you've had.
I told you we're for sale.
You're a whore.
The one thing that we do when we get questions before we even start to answer is, here's where we're coming from with your question, and it's going to be based around our relationship and our experience. So we don't say you should or do this. We say, well, if that were to happen to us, the way we would approach it is this way. And please understand that you have to understand your own relationship and think about this as individuals and as a couple, and not necessarily do what we do. So we try to couch it that way. The thing that we get a lot of questions about is, in fact, we are Christians and we are leaders in our church. And we've mentioned that a couple times, but we haven't podcasted about it yet. But we get so many questions about people say, wait a minute, you said you go to church. Can you tell me more about that? And so what we're doing is, through answering these emails, we're compiling an outline for a podcast. And we didn't want to do that right away, because we want to build a listener base and a relationship with our listeners and get some credibility, so that when we do say it, and just to tell you, we see more Christian behavior, the way that we understand Christianity in the lifestyle, than we do outside of it. And that's basically where we're going to be coming from on that.
I think a lot of times people will begin their correspondence with us by saying, you guys sound so normal. So I don't know if that's a compliment, or do they think
that's
we're boring?
Because all these people are not normal.
But I was like, oh, normal sounds like not sexy.
Were you going to say something?
I was just going to say that we have a similar background to Mr. and Mrs. Jones, and we're waiting for that podcast from you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. No pressure.
Let me ask a question. I'll hand it over to you for the guys. The thing we've talked, we're very new podcasters. We're probably the oldest here and the newest podcasters. But we've been surprised at how many questions we've gotten from people who have asked us, since we are new and the theme of our podcast is
kind of clueless.
Yeah, clueless. We've listened to you. You've kind of stumbled into the lifestyle. We're interested in getting into it. You seem to be enjoying it. Is this something we should do? And we're kind of nervous to answer a question like that.
Ooh, I got you.
You answer that by asking to send a picture. Once they send a picture, then you go, you should contact, and then you name somebody else, unless they're hot, and then you say, yes, you should. Here's our address. Come on over.
I will
help get you into this.
Just following up on the religious thing, my blog topic is spirituality and religion. I'm a seminarian. I'm training to be a minister in a pretty liberal religion that's actually fairly accepting of this stuff. But the two posts that got the most response were both about fidelity. And they weren't the whole story of us at all, because he's got a job that's not compatible with that. But it talked about sort of dealing with urges and thinking of fidelity differently. And we're both on the same team, and we define what cheating might mean or not mean, and sort of those ideas and concepts without saying, and there's option C. And it had this really massive impact on so many people who were struggling with these urges and thought that it made them bad people and blah, 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 blah. And so I just wanted to mention, as a topic that would be of huge service to society, I think you guys are equipped to talk about that, and maybe from religious context, but those spots where it's kind of like an overlap with the regular universe, both can make a big difference in people's lives, and also is a good way to bring in new listeners, because that's something you can forward to your friends. This is kind of interesting, da-da-da, sort of thing.
I can add to that.
So one of the perspectives that I myself try to bring to the podcast, and I don't know if anybody's kind of picked up on it, it's like I'm not religious, but I do meditate, and I practice mindful meditation. So a lot of namaste bitches. So there's a lot of that I try to bring into the conversations that we have in the podcast about how you should always, in my opinion, practice mindfulness when you're approaching potential partners, and not only that, but also when you're speaking with your partner about what it is that you're doing, or try to stay in the present. Don't try to cast yourself too far into the future, into all these possible realms that may or may not happen. All it's going to do is like build the anxiety in your life and actually keep you from experiencing things a little bit wholeheartedly, right? And not only that, but you run into situations like our topic about cliques, right? Is that you kind of have to put yourself in the other people's shoes. People who get into cliques is because they're looking for comfort, right? They're looking for comfort in their surroundings, and they're like shying away from branching out and making connections with people outside of their comfort zone. So you have to have a little bit of compassion for that. At the same time, some things that can be dismissive, evil, or negative can come from cliques. At the same time, you have to have some sensitivity and some compassion for the people who get into them. So, I mean, like from a spiritual kind of perspective, that's kind of where I'm coming from.
I just want to say that I too always have compassion for clits. Yeah, I've meditated a lot about clits too, and
you guys haven't talked much. Do you have any questions, or do you want to?
You just want to be quiet.
Andrew just put you on the spot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. So, well, I had a feeling it was going to come around at some point. We all share, right?
Can you just say your name if you want?
I'm Jill.
I'm Andy.
And this is Andy. I don't know. Do you want to know a little bit about?
Why are you here? I'm going to start.
Okay.
All right. So I've never listened to a podcast in my life.
Get out.
But I'm here. Hey, you're being a click when you say get out. And you don't look, and not a clit. All right. So I'm very interested in this because my business is involved with internet marketing, and podcasting to me strikes me as a branding exercise. And I keep hearing there's no money in it, but it's really fascinating to see what kind of communication vehicles are out there. So yeah, and I've definitely thought about. For me, writing comes more naturally, although Jill has to listen to me spout off all the time. So I was thinking of maybe blogging or start. And now this is getting me more motivated to say, hey, what about creating a blog podcast? So,
and so for me, there was a couple mentioned of like generalities of swingers and what we're like and. What we do, and I think there is some negative thinking out there about who we really are. What I really like about this podcasting is it's actually giving it a realm of reality. You know, it's really, this is really the truth. I'm actually involved in a new project, telemedicine. And I've seen, when I've had patients, come in to me that say, I have multiple partners, or this is what I'm actually doing. I think there's a very small percentage of people that are really honest when they go in and see their doctor. And so I actually, since I've been involved now with this new, I'm getting nervous.
I was just about to say, you're going to be available for all their podcasts as a special guest on medicine.
Well, and so that is part that I've thought of. I have had people call and say, I think I've got an infection, let's talk about it, and then even prescribe them medication. But I do feel like there's, because of the gross generalizations, I think that people need a place to say, oh, this is happening, and it could be because of the lifestyle, but they probably need some, really good founded medical advice or information. Mm-hmm. So that's why I want to hear about this. Mm-hmm. Where else can we take it? Because you said something about iTunes and health, and I haven't looked into it, so okay. I'm in a new venture.
There's also
right now
a directory of kink aware professionals, so you might want to be getting in on that or to find resources as well. Cool. And kink, and I think also, well, they don't discriminate between kink and swingers.
So in terms of making money off of a podcast, there's definitely professional podcasters, there's definitely people that do this for a living. I think that this group, though, we're, at least for myself personally, it's more of a hobby. It's just more of an outlet. It's a fun way for me and my wife to connect and do and have a fun thing together and then meet like-minded people like this. That's the payoff for me.
If I may ask a question about that.
Yeah.
In general, how much time do you need to devote to, and how often, because you said it's not regular. It's not like you're a Dan Savage who's saying, this is my brand, I'm living.
So I would probably go out on a limb and say that my show is probably the most edited show that's represented here.
Okay.
I mean, I spend...
Because it's your...
Right? I cut out ums and ahs. I have to always edit out Jay. I got to cut him out. But no. So when we put out a show, I mean, it's probably 15, 20 hours of editing for me.
Wow.
Of what I'm...
Again, it's an enjoyment for you.
But I like editing. I'm into that. That's my thing. We have not made much money. We've made a little bit off of the show. The biggest thing for us is for 7 years, we took a group to Desire. We would have 20, 30, 40 couples come with us to Desire, and we got a free trip, which that's a clothing optional.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, resort. So.
And is it growing?
We took a year off.
The number of couples that are coming with now.
We took a year off, and we brought, you know, about just full disclosure, we brought probably 18 couples, I think, came with us to this event, and that we pay for our room, but Bob and Tess comp our stay here.
It's a public service. Mm-hmm. In the end, this is a public service.
So,
as well as entertainment.
We have something that you might be interested in, and we can share it with you all too. For some reason, and listeners do some strange things, but we got an email from a gentleman who he used his real name, his credentials, School of Business, and he sent us a 3-page business development plan for our podcast. I mean, it was marketing, communication, brand development, and strategic planning and everything, and it's something you would pay a lot of money. Yeah. And I replied and said, this is really fantastic, but why did you send this? And I never heard anything back from him. But it's really a valuable tool, and if anyone's interested in it, we'd be glad to share it.
Well, if I may, can I just say one? So what is so amazing, why I said it's a public service besides as well as entertainment, is that I was pointing to Jay. I stretched the truth on that a little bit. No, I've never listened to Jay's podcast. So, but when you said before that the lifestyle is that there's a greater sense of living a life of a Christian as it's described, you know, that's why I think it's a public service.
All right, and just to let everybody know, we only do this for entertainment value. If someone gets off on it, great. If somebody gets good information on it, great. We're really only doing it for ourselves. We have a good time with it, and we do answer a lot of questions, and some people will come up and say, hey, you know, how's this, or can you help us with that? And we almost turn into therapists at some point because they want us to help them, I guess, because they think we're experienced. No, we're not. We're not professional at any means. Can you tell? Wait.
Fuck you.
Wait.
Promise.
Edit.
Never.
Oh, and we don't. He spends maybe 30, 45 minutes to an hour editing. Because we.
I'm shocked. That's how we spend.
I'm shocked.
That's
yeah.
A lot.
I'm shocked he spends that much.
Well, the only real question I get that I. Answer regularly. The one question I get that I answer regularly is about pills, taking Viagra and Cialis and stuff like that, because I'm very open about it that I take it and I use it for that reason. And so I get that one. Any other questions I get that's really in depth about something, I usually point them to one of the other podcasters. To be honest, I was telling you guys the other day, the Swinger Diary. I was telling them, I'm telling somebody that I work with that I recently was talking to me about swinging, because they asked where I was going on vacation, and I just told them we're going to Naughty New Orleans. What is that? It's a swinger convention. What? wait, you're a swinger? Like, yeah, because, you know, we're open, so we don't care. But if he's talking to me about it, I'm like, well, when I get back, I'm going to tell him to listen to Swinger's Diaries because they break it down for beginners way better than us. I won't tell them to listen to us. You don't listen to us to get good information. You just don't. I point everybody to other podcasters. They're like, they will talk to you about this better than we ever will.
I think everybody in here has, whether they have figured it out or not, has their own little niche in the podcasting world. That's why it's working. You know, we're entertainment. Everybody else is informational, so it works for us.
I forgot the asshole podcast.
Only you. Only the Jay Show. Right on.
I think what's also common among all of us is that, you know, our quick story, and everybody has one similar, is that when we got into lifestyle, we would go to events and parties and whatever, and then on the way home, when we get in the car, it was this awesome experience we'd never had before, and we wanted to remember it. Someday when we're like 70, I want to be able to go, yeah, that was awesome. We used to be rock stars.
Like, yeah. We did that.
Yeah. And so...
Yeah.
All right, whatever. No. All right. So anyway, we pulled out the phone or whatever, and we would just push play and record a half an hour on the drive home of that. Remember that creepy dude? And oh man, was she hot? You just
don't want to forget everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Creepy dude.
And so we all did it, and I'm sure you did too. And we got ourselves. We would. After a while, we have like 100 of those little tracks that we kept. They're our diary of what we did. And we keep them. They're private. We won't ever post them for anyone else because they're our memories. But it got us thinking like, oh, we could just record what we do and play it for everybody else. And really what we get most from it, just like most of you probably do, is that it really is a chronicle, like a diary of I did it. It was fun. It was awesome.
It really did happen.
It really happened.
Well, I think as a fan of your show, I think that's great. But as a fan of your show, I'm waiting for you guys to introduce these video diaries. Don't you think? Don't you? Au contraire. Au contraire. Yes. I have a video diary stored in my brain of last night. Yes. Yes.
That really wasn't me.
Yeah. For us, we were kind of the opposite. I mean, we found, and we've only been in the lifestyle about a year. I mean, we really started at Naughty in New Orleans. We'd gone to a club once as warm-up before here. And we had listened to podcasts, mainly John and Allie on Swingercast, before we got into the lifestyle. Because where we lived, there really wasn't any source of information. And we would ask them the stupidest questions, and they would be so kind in how they responded. I remember the question that we sent on Saran Wrap for oral sex and the response that we got. But for us, we didn't talk to each other, and we've been married a long, long time. We joked that when we got married, rainbows only came in black and white. And we've been married a long, long time, but what we found was that when we did play, we kind of talked a little bit about it, but I don't think we really had that. We just didn't talk in any kind of detail.
At a real superficial level.
And so for us, we started it, and it created a dialogue where we could talk to each other in a lot more detail than we did before we did it. And so that's really why we got into it.
Everybody has a little bit different niche. So when we listen, right, we're always impressed with Swap Foods for their up-to-date topics and, you know, new thinking and new ideas and your kind of stroke your mind a little bit, give you some new ideas. But what got most of us involved in it was the sex, like to listen to the hot, interesting, raunchy kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that is tricky because it is entertainment, but it's also education by telling people about what we were all doing last night. I mean, it's hot sex, and that's hard. So how do you keep it so that, mostly for John and Allie, how did you get started to where you were thinking, we're going to talk about the super hot sex, and we're not going to divulge things that are, you know, would compromise the people we're with or that kind of thing.
I would love to answer your question, but that is trademarked. And my attorneys have advised me.
Yeah, the editing.
Lots of editing. And lots of times it's to cut out those names. But when we started, like, when we would just drive to the club and talk about it. And that was, we didn't know any other swingers. We would just drive 2 hours away from our house and talk in the car. And that's, we just started doing that, and...
Back originally, like, the, earlier we were talking about, you asked us, like, how we started the show and how, what sparked that. But also, a big part of that was just like you guys, probably just like everybody in this room, after we had an experience, we had pillow talk, and we would talk about it.
And we just pressed
record. Naughty girl, you did that. Sucked his dick.
It was...
You fucking did that. Shut up.
Now I'm excited again.
And so after I heard about podcasting, I'm like, with her potty mouth, we got to hit record.
Yeah, I was.
I listened to work.
And he
I wear cotton shorts. And I'm walking around. I had to stop listening to you guys at work. And I'm walking around with a Woody, and I'm like,
it's really hard at the beginning, and now it's a little bit easier now, but remembering people's names or using their letters or calling them, and a lot of times when I would meet people that if I knew that I was going to be podcasting, or I would call them their name just so I wouldn't slip up in the recording and stuff, or their name that they wanted me to call. But usually you're given like 3 or 4 different names for the night, and that's why I can never remember anyone's name. And now I just don't even...
Ken and Barbie, when we started out, because one, we didn't want to out anybody, and two, we were just worried that, okay, if I say their name and we didn't ask them, that's not fair. So we started calling everybody Ken and Barbie. So then after probably a year of doing this, we started... Hey, is it okay if we talk about this? Can we call you your names? Do you have a fake name you want us to call you? Something like that. So that worked out for us.
So on that note, so my secret technique is I immediately forget people's names.
Yeah.
So there's no danger in accidental memory.
I got the same technique.
Okay, all right. I'm going to come out. We made all that shit up.
Who here is worried about mentioning that they have a podcast to play partners? Because that was a subject that brought.
Yes.
We usually don't mention it.
Yeah. We usually don't mention it unless for whatever reason, like I said, we know we're going to say something about them. Then we'll say, hey, you know, we may talk about y'all. Can we use your names?
We usually don't mention up my ass anymore. She talks about it constantly.
We don't mention your
she'll
ass.
She'll get going and then she'll be like, oh, yeah, we were doing this. Well, why do you do that? Oh, it's a podcast thing. What's a podcast? And then I'm like,
then, then that's when it gets in. Oh, we may use your name later, blah, blah, blah. So.
But we have debated, you know, we've got a couple we've been talking about that we met online. And we've gotten to know them real well, even though we hadn't had a chance to play with them for a lot of.
We don't believe they exist.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, make them up like we do.
There are everything.
A lot.
but we have been debating and asking the other folks here who do the podcast, if we tell them that we have a podcast before we play with them, well, I don't think I want to tell them after we play with them. We really debate that because we think some people may be very reluctant to play if they know that you've got a podcast. They may think, okay, you're just trying to get fodder in, you know, material, which we are.
You don't give them their score afterwards.
Yeah. But seriously, we still are debating that question of whether we tell somebody. And we've heard different responses from different podcasters. I'll ask the Joneses.
I mean, there's no right or wrong, but we did an episode on profiles one time, and we didn't mention any names, but we knew that the profiles of the people we were talking about were listening. And you got pretty animated at some point in time. two of them emailed us afterwards and were say, "Hey, I changed my profile." You know, so I think we did it in a way that was respectful and it was anonymous, and they took it the right way. But then there's been times where we got back in the car and when we started having our debrief, and we would say, "Oh my God, I'm glad we didn't tell them we had a podcast, because we had to talk about, you know, we want to talk about this." So we kind of just we play it by ear.
The other thing. I think that, you know, there are maybe some situations that may be useful for listeners where you do have a bad experience. And you certainly don't want to play with a couple and then they listen to your podcast and then they recognize themselves as you talk about that bad experience.
We had a situation. Okay, so typically the way we handle it now is that, you know, if it's a couple that we think may know what a podcast is, we'll ask them, "Do you listen to podcasts?" And if they say, "What's a podcast?" we just drop it at that point. If they say, "We listen to podcasts," and if they say that they listen to podcasts, we'll mention that we have a podcast. And it's never been a problem. We did have a situation once in which we played with a couple, and things didn't go well, right? Anyway. There's a friend of mine who could quote me, "That's episode 14 or whatever it is." Things didn't work out, and we spoke about it in the podcast. And the guy who was kind of the motor behind the bad incident, you know, put us on blast, right? Basically, he said, "You should have told us."
We had a hate text.
Yeah, hate text from the guy saying, "You should have told us that you had a podcast and all this other crap." Believe me, nobody knew who this dude was. But then he went around saying to a few friends of ours that we'd mentioned them on the podcast. And then the people who knew about our podcast say, "Oh, yeah, you know, their podcast is awesome. So consider yourself honored," or whatever. But yeah, he pretty much seriously fucked up that night and didn't want to get called out for it. So if you get any kind of venom about, you know, disclosure or non-disclosure on the podcast, you got to see where it's coming from, right? So,
I want to know: does a podcast get you laid?
We call that connecting with our listeners.
Yeah. We've done that a lot.
I don't know about a lot.
We're getting close with our listeners.
Every now and then, you worry, you're like going, "Wait a second! If they know about the podcast and they come up and they start talking, I'm like going, Okay, do you just kind of want to fuck me because of the podcast?"
What's wrong with having groupies?
I tried it. Okay, I'm an ass. I admit this. I'm an asshole. But I don't know. I feel a little weird if somebody just... If you just really want to fuck me because of the podcast, I'll probably do it.
But you'll feel bad about it.
I'll feel bad about it the next day.
He wants everybody to want him.
It's the same thing. It's like if somebody wants to fuck you up for your podcast... They, you know, it's the same as, they just want to fuck me because I'm tall, or they just want to fuck me because I'm hot, or they just want to fuck me for whatever.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know what I mean? Maybe that's one of those things. Yeah, well, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be getting laid. Just consider the podcast to be part of your total package.
You are. There we go. Well, okay, as we do, like, the pub crawls, and we used to do the meet and greets and stuff, a lot of our listeners, and our faces are everywhere, so a lot of our listeners have come to these things, and so that more and more people have found out about our podcast through all this stuff. So now in our community, a lot of people are starting to know that we have a podcast. Now we're getting to the point where if something happens, somebody will walk up to us. "Are you guys going to talk about that? Are you going to mention me?" And I'm like...
Or we get called out on Facebook.
I don't know.
Are we the no? Yeah.
we had a couple come to our pub crawl that actually we talked about recently on our last show. They found out about the podcast. They started listening. And I was like, "Wait a second.
Did we say anything
bad?" We talked about them a couple episodes ago. I was like, "Did we say anything bad?" Because I'm trying to remember, and I don't fucking recall because I don't know what we talk about most of the time.
Don't look at me.
As soon as I'm done editing and I'm ready to post it, I no longer remember. But after they got listening, I was telling a friend, like, either they're going to listen or they're going to contact us and, like, "You fucking asshole, don't ever talk to us again," in which case they're not the kind of people we want to talk to anyway. So, or they're going to say, "You know, that was awesome, loved it," and they happen to send us a message and like, "We love that. We're not soft swap. Do you want to fuck us now?" I'm like, maybe. We can. So, yeah, if people find out about your podcast... More than anything else, they seem to want to be on your podcast.
Well, you know, I was going to say the converse of that. We played with a couple the other night, and we did some things that were a first for us. I'll just say that during that, and they knew that we had a podcast for various reasons, and three times since we've seen them, she has said, you know, have you done the podcast on the other night yet?
Have you talked about this?
Yeah. And do you know Jay and Angie?
Yeah.
What's up?
John and Allie, you, how about you? Because you're by far the, yes.
The godfather of the podcast.
Right. So do you get laid from the fact that people know your podcast?
Well, you know what? I mean, most of the time when we go out into our club life and stuff, no. Because we're not really telling people about it and putting it out there. It's only some of our name. In fact, a lot of times having a podcast, and because we're the hosts of a group, like when we go to Desire and that kind of thing, we're never going to like make the first move on a couple who is our guest. You know, so in some ways, having the podcast is it's not beneficial in getting laid, but there's way more things that it has enriched our lives. I mean, besides a lot of hot sex. We have about just a couple more minutes left, and I just wanted to say this just from, like, since I'm the old voice in the room. In 2005, I mentioned I went to that podcast convention, the Woodstock of podcasting. And then the next year, we went back together as a couple, and we had a show, and we met a lot of other sex-positive podcast. We were the only lifestyle one, but we met Minx from Polyamory Weekly. There was a lot of other very sex-positive podcasts there, and it was great. And there was this sense of community. And then it's great to be back in New Orleans, and I'm very, very, very thankful for Bob and Tess for supporting podcasting the way they have. This is just like the first time, and I know it's been just kind of loosely put together, but it's the beginning of something, I hope.
Yeah, and this is the first. Anybody has done this before, put a ton of podcasters in one area.
Not in this topic area, anyway.
Yes, yeah.
Right? In the lifestyle.
In the lifestyle, yeah. Right. I don't think anybody
Never.
Has done that.
This is the most podcasters in the lifestyle that I've ever been around. I need a shower.
I did just have one more thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Something that happened to us yesterday. We had met a couple.
You talking about anal?
No. We had met a couple that we hadn't seen in 3 years.
All right, go ahead.
So we hadn't seen them in like 3 years, and they were remembering small details about the time that they met us. And we meet so many people and have so many things happen to them, we couldn't remember what they were talking about. But they were very adamant. It was us, and we're like, oh, okay. And we walk away, and I was like, he goes, how do all these people remember this? I said, they remember one thing about us. We have to remember one thing about everybody. So it's a little bit harder for us when you're out there and you see other couples and you have an experience with them. They're only going to remember you once, you know, and you're going to remember everybody that you saw that day. So I think that was one of the things that, does that happen to anybody else? Or are we just weird like that?
We were coming down the elevator to go back to the next session, and we got off the elevator, and this lady got off behind us, and she said, are you the Joneses? And we were like, Joneses? Oh, I think she's talking to us. and we said, well, yeah, we are. She said, I recognized your voice. So that was weird to be like in the middle of nowhere and have somebody recognize your voice. So.
And a little scary, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she was lovely. And yeah. They were a great couple. But, yeah, just like, how do you know her name?
Yeah. There's a couple that used to do a podcast, Boris and Doris.
Yes.
Okay. When we first started ours, I think we've been doing it like four or five months.
Yeah,
something like that.
A few months.
We're at a local club, and Angie's looking at the board over here, and a guy behind us comes in, and he goes, well, there's a couple of average swingers. And Angie turns around and looks the guy up and down and is like, who the fuck are you calling average? And then you just should have. Boris's face was just like, oh my God, no. And I saw him and I talked to him before, so I knew who it was. And I just started laughing. And I'm like, going, no, baby. The show. And she goes, oh, I'm so sorry. So that was effing hilarious, sorry.
When we first started talking about doing a podcast, it was one of the biggest things we struggled with was how are you going to do a podcast that where everybody's not going to know you were just talking about them last night? And so we really debated for a long time about how do you
I don't set it up that way. And so our format really is that way. Half of the show is a topic, something, learn something about it, and then half the show is a sexy story that we remember from, could be 3 years ago, could be 2 weeks ago, but whatever. And then you don't have that. Because we marvel at a lot of you who chronicle each, you know, what you're doing, and I think that's a real challenge, because then you got to be better at recording than we are.
No, you just have to be really
good. Really good at editing.
All right, so we'll wrap it up. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Would you mind taking our photo, picture? Our picture?
We'd love to do that. And hey, before you guys disband, I want to tell you how much you've done. Right?
Oh, thank you.
I mean, just little things. It's like Swinger Diaries. On the way here, we had a long conversation about swinger shame, right? Yeah. Because of you guys. We got a thing. We had a bad experience, right? A bad experience. And she goes, we got punked? No, what was it? We got
duped.
We got duped. And all of a sudden, I start laughing, right? And it took this bad experience because our friends had had it happen. You know? So those kinds of things. Sorry.
Aw, you need a hug.
I got to tell you, we haven't met you yet, but we have a saying, what would the foos do? Okay? Because Foo Girl, you always laugh your way out of it, right? That's just your style. And then, Angie and Jay, you taught me to be a tater.
Best damn tater you can be.
You know, so, and then the best of all, when we're getting ready to go out for a night, the makeup vanity going, right? She's listening to an episode of SwingerCast, one of her favorite episodes. You know, and I know she's getting in the mood for an adventure. Because you guys taught us how to have an adventure, right? Tangos, they remind us of first steps, right? And then you got Blissbringers. I don't know what the fuck he is.
I don't know what I'm doing.
We can't figure it out, right? But I got to say from the heart, thank you.
Thank you all. And I know our listeners, I can speak for all the podcasters there, that our listeners are what keep us going. And all the support, and that was really special to hear their comments.
To be a part of that. And stay tuned. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of content and a lot of fun podcasts coming out for Naughty and Nolan, so you want to make sure to check out all the shows. And wanted to also say that there was one voice that was missing, was only missing at the round table, but surely was one of the funnest couples there, and that was Los Swingers.
Yes.
Who made it just in time for our group photo. So until next time, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for subscribing to all of the lifestyle podcasts. We know it's much appreciated by everyone, and lots of love.
Yeah. Check them all out. You're going to hear some naughty stories from New Orleans.